In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. How to come over the cultural gap. The theme of our conference, Come Over and Help Me. And to come over, we need to overcome many things. One of the things, our problems, our personal weaknesses. But another problem is the culture gap. There is a real gap between your culture and others' culture in everything, in their way of living, in their way of eating, in their clothes, in their attitudes, in their movements, in their dreams. Everything might be different. But we need to overcome all these cultural gaps in order to deliver the message of salvation. And this is the subject of now. Let's read this passage from St. Paul. I think many of you know it by heart, but it's very important as an evangelist. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, add under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, add without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. Look to his theme. I have become all things to all men. This is how this man could overcome the cultural gap. He went to Asia, he went to Europe, he dealt with the Jews, he dealt with the pagans, the non-believers, the atheists, those who were worshipping idols, and he was as easy as any one of them. So everyone could easily open his heart to St. Paul, because this is his philosophy. I will be whatever, just to save some. Look to this, he said, I have become all things to all men, but I might be by all means save some. He knew that he could never save all, because many will reject. Whatever you do, whatever you are, still there are many will reject the message of salvation. Our Lord Christ said that many will be called, but few will be saved. So we quite know that not all people will accept us, even if we overcome our personal problems, we overcome this cultural gap, we are very loving persons, still many will reject. To know the cultural gap, it's quite clear in one of the letters of St. Paul. When he wrote to his disciple Titus, he said one of them, a prophet of their own, he was speaking about the people of Crete. His disciple Titus was a bishop of Crete. So he said, these people, they say about themselves, one of them say, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts. As if some of the country people have some character common. When you go to some countries, they will tell you, take care, all people are haramaya, all people are whatever. So you should consider this character of people in this country. And this is a real gap, because you are supposed to preach to these people. Although they have real problems in their upbringing, in their culture. So this bishop, Titus, was the one responsible for the Cretans. They are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. So St. Paul admitting this is a problem. The people you are dealing with are hard, are harsh. They are not easy. But still, you are their servant. Consider this, but overcome this. Because you need to love them, you need to push them into the way of God. Therefore, rebuke them sharply. So it will affect the way he preached the word. Rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the face. So knowing the culture, knowing the problems of the country people, knowing the exact character of these people will affect the way you deal with these people. But we have to overcome the gaps. Let's ask first, what is the difference between to favor somebody and the hypocrisy? Or the difference between being wise and just being flexible? Because when St. Paul said that I was a Jew to the Jews and I was under the law for those who are under the law, somebody may consider him hypocrite. Somebody may look at him as being more flexible than needed. What is the difference, the sharp line between just being flexible and the wisdom of God, being hypocrite and to favor or to choose something? The main difference is the purpose. If you see clearly your goal, your purpose, you are dealing with these people for their salvation. You don't need money, you don't need pride, you don't need their glory, you don't need to be famous. All what you need is their salvation. In this case, you are wise. And in this case, you are not hypocrite. Actually, you are doing the right one, the right way. Our Lord Christ came to us. He overcame all the bridges, all the gaps between heaven and earth, between God and man. He passed over this, all of this, just for our salvation. He became man. He lived his life in poverty because of us. He was as easy as one of us. Another important point, the method, the means. When you deliver the message, when you preach the word of God, avoid using any wrong method. As Christian, we believe in a pure goal and a pure mean, pure method. We do not allow for wrong methods or impure methods just for the pure goal. No, actually, our goal is pure and also our method is pure. We cannot make mistakes in order to gain somebody. No. I'm not allowed to lie in order to gain somebody. No way. Because by lying, by doing any wrong, I'm losing the grace of God. I'm losing the Holy Spirit guidance, the Holy Spirit sharing in the service. So, the goal is pure and the method is pure. But it does not stand against being flexible, being easy with all people, coming nearer to their culture all the way you can, but with no wrongdoing. So we need to remind ourselves of many things. Remember, first of all, that in order to pass over the cultural gap, all people are beloved by God. I can imagine you while flying on your planes to wherever you go. You should pray for the black ones, the Far East ones, for the poor ones you are going to visit. Please God, put your love in my heart. Let me love them the way you love them. I'm sure that you love them, you died for them. Although they are ignorant, they are foolish, they are black, they are different, they are doing very bad things, but still you love them. So when you remember this, your heart will be open to them. And this will help you to overcome the gap. But if you couldn't catch the love of God to them, you can never overcome the gap. There is a real gap. And those who are living in the countries can tell you how much this gap cost them. It's not easy to live differently in different lands, different culture, different language, different families. But we can pay the cost because of their salvation. It was written in the book of Acts, He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. I need to focus on from one blood every nation of men. So we all are one family. In the eyes of the Lord, we are just one family. Even with the difference in color, in history, in culture, but still we are members in the same family. And the ultimate goal of our Lord is to regain this family again in His body. To make all people of the world members in His body, whatever their color and their culture. Also written in his letter to Timothy, St. Paul said, Who desires all men to be saved. So remember this. God desires all men to be saved. These men you are going to serve are really desired by God to be saved. They are not any less than any Copt you are serving here in Cairo. They are as equal as in value to anyone living in Egypt or you serve in wherever. The value is equal. If you think this way, you will go for preaching, for evangelism, motivated by the love of God. Also, in Romans chapter 14, St. Paul said, Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, this is a cultural gap, by the way, kind of gap in culture, because some people look at some way of eating or some food to be eaten, some consider forbidden, some allow, many things we cannot eat. So this is some gap. You are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. This is the kind of overcoming the gap. I will not eat this food if it will stay as an obstacle in their way of salvation. مش مهم الأكل. So I can do many things, not because I want to do it, but just because of them. I need them to know God. Number two, remember that the devil is the source of evil. People are imprisoned. People are rather innocent. All people are poor. Devil is the main enemy, is the only enemy, is the main source of evil. So when you go anyway and see people are doing very bad things, please look to them in a loving way, because they are imprisoned. They are not evildoers, but the devil in them, pushing them to do evil. So if you remember this, you can love them although they are living in adultery, in worshipping idols, in whatever bad things they do. St. Paul, when he was in Athens, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him. When he saw that the city was given over to idols, when he saw the idols, he was very much angry. How could these thousands or millions of people worshipping idols? But remember, after this, when he was standing in their synagogue, what did he say? He said, by the way, I can see you as religious people. And he respected them so much. because he did not see them bad, he could see the evil power behind them. But he considered them good. And they are looking after the truth. They need to know the truth. So he respected them. This is the kind of love we need to have to overcome the gaps. Again, he said in Areopagus, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." Number three, remember that in order to come over cultural gaps, love and respect open hearts. To respect people and love them, you will open their hearts. This is the main key we have, we all have. In wherever we go, the same key. Respect people, love them as they are. Don't judge them. Don't stand superior above them. Just love them. And this will open their hearts to listen to you carefully. That's why in Romans chapter 12, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We can do this even with the non-believers, by the way. We can share their suffering and their celebrations. By doing this, we are coming nearer to their hearts. They will open their ears and hearts to listen. Also, in the same chapter, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Have regard, respect, and consider good things in the sight of all men. Do good to everyone in the sight of all men. Number four, remember that God gave His message in tongues for all nations. In order to focus on the idea that we need to overcome cultural gaps, remember all with the day of Pentecost, Yom al-Khamsi. In the day of Pentecost, because God was happy to reveal His will that He needs all people to be saved, He gave this miracle of tongues on the day of Pentecost to proclaim that I am God of all. I came for all. I need all. All tongues accepted. All nations accepted. All people needed. I need all to be saved. So the gift of tongues, when it was given in the first day of the church of the New Testament, was a proclamation of His will, His philosophy. He is not anymore God of the Jews. He is not God of the saints. He is not God of the good people. He is God of all. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. Also, St. Peter, when he spoke to Cornelius and his family, Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. He does not see some and forget others. But in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him." So we have to remind ourselves with this. There are many good people anywhere we go, and many hearts are ready to accept the seed, the Word of God, and they might be much better than us. Five, another point to overcome the cultural gap. Different cultures will be present in the kingdom of heaven. Another proof of the will of God, that when John saw the future kingdom, he could see that all nations presented in heaven. He could see everyone singing glory to God with all tongues in the kingdom of heaven. It was written in the Revelation book. "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people." Also, in the book of Galatians, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This is the ultimate goal. So when you pray with a black man on your right and yellow-faced man on your left, you can feel the will of God. We all invited to be members in His body, to share His eternal life, and we need to overcome this cultural gap. Six. Remember, love, if you have real love, Christian love, does not do, let us put the list, does not envy, does not parade itself, does not puffed up, does not rejoice in iniquity, does not seek its own, is not provoked. The Christian love thinks no evil. So, if you have this Christian love, you will never see the black-faced ones. You will see the heart. You can easily love him as exactly you love one of your nation. So, warn yourself, never ever buffed up. Never ever think of yourself. You are going there to think of them in their life, how to change their life into the eternal life. Also, love does. Christian love suffers long and is kind. Christian love bears all things. Christian love believes all things. You believe in them, they will be good. This is the meaning of believe all things. We do not believe in other beliefs than Christianity. But believe all things means that because I love you, I believe you will be good. This is the meaning. I believe you can know God. So I believe all things. I believe that the right thief may be saved. And it was the story of his salvation. Christian love endures all things. Christian love hopes all things. So if you have a real Christian love, you will overcome the cultural gap. Number 8, God's choices are not expected, are unexpected. Sometimes you feel that this is your service and this is your future life, and actually God had a different plan. And sometimes you expect this man will be a very good local servant, and this is not the right choice. And somebody else you never expect, and he will be the good, perfect one for the future. This is God's plan. He knows much better than you. So trust in His vision. Remember that you consider the white ones like yourself may be better than them. Actually, not necessarily. Sometimes these poor people are much stronger in faith than us. So please trust God's choices. Ladarius and the rich man, all people were respecting the rich man, but unfortunately Ladarius was the one who got the heaven, but the rich man lost everything. The tax collector and the Pharisee was considered a religious man, very good man, and we may consider him one of the leader of the evangelism if he is there. But actually the Pharisee was not accepted. And the tax collector, everyone knows quite well that he is bad, but he is the good one before God. You know, the Samaritan and the priest, actually the Samaritan is much better than the priest. So please, in order to overcome the gaps, you have to remember this, that the first impression is not necessarily the right one. And the far impression or the far distant people may be better than the near ones. Also, if you put the Canaanite woman or the Samaritan woman, and if you even compare them with the disciples at their time, the Canaanite and the Samaritan was better. The Samaritan was better in preaching than the disciples at this moment. If you remember the wise men and Herod, Herod showed his passion to go to worship the king, Jesus. But actually, the wise men coming from far away were the honest people. They are not Jews. They do not know where is Jerusalem, but they were the ones chosen to worship God. Also the centurion and the elders of the Jews. God's vision for the whole world. If you are man of God, you should feel the feelings of our Lord Christ. You should see things with the eyes of the Lord. You should have the exact mind of Christ. You should feel the empathy or the sympathy or the sufferings inside his heart. So if you are closer to God, if you are his son, his servant, you will know his vision. His vision in Mark chapter 16, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All the world, every creature. Again, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have this vision of Christ, you can easily overcome the gaps. All people consider God is their God, belonging to them. Saint Mary is one of them. They imagine the Holy Family is one family of them. So, the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the Son of Man in China, and the Son of Man in Africa, and the Son of Man in Egypt, and he is one of them. So we need to overcome the gaps. The last point, the pure in heart can carry all inside. You know, if you have a pure heart, you can easily love all people you are dealing with and to overcome all barriers, all gaps. This is related to how pure is your heart. Because when your heart is really pure as God's heart, it's very easy to love them add one of your family. In St. Peter, he said, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. So with a pure heart, you can love anyone fervently. This is not an easy one. It's much related to the pure heart. But you know, take care, you have to, some practical points to finish. We have many spiritual ideas to overcome the gaps, but also we need to take care. We need to study the history and culture of each country we are going to. We need to avoid any offensive word or action. Take care, some of the words or actions may be misunderstood, may hurt others. So you have to study this. You need to adapt and share in sinless actions. Whatever good you share in, whatever good you should share in. Build upon whatever positive in their lives. Build anything good for them. You are not only going there to preach Christianity, but you preach love, you preach peace, you preach development. Any good thing for them, you are giving them. Glory to God. Amen.